Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Spring training has been a little bit different for the last 3 years, right? You had the COVID year, you had the first year, no problem. You had first year out of the COVID year. And then last year, because of the lockout, spring training was a little bit shorter. This year, you got the WBC, which starts next week. Guys are tuning up for it. Which it seems like it's going to be a pretty exciting little tournament we got before the season starts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, amazing. Otani is going to pitch and hit for Japan. The Team USA has an incredible lineup. Superstars up and down. Mike Trout is the captain. You've got first base. I don't know if it's a platoon, both right-handed, but you've got Goldschmidt and you've got Alonso at first base. So, I mean, the team is great for USA, but, we'll see on the pitching. The top 10 or 12 pitchers for Team USA did not join. It is very difficult. I know a lot of them wanted to, but, teams are a little bit reluctant to let the pitchers off their routine and, ramp it up to throw their hardest at this point. Makes it difficult. So it's going to be a challenge for Team USA. Obviously you've got all sorts of other countries with some great pitchers. Arias is going to pitch for Mexico. So, Dominican's got a good team. Venezuela, obviously Japan is outstanding. It's not going to be easy for Team USA. So it should be a very, very interesting tournament.
Yeah, it's hard to really get a read on how much success this tournament is having because of the kind of delays we've had. It seemed to be kind of rolling in the right direction, but it's been quite some time since we've had the last WBC. I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. It'll be spread out across really the country. You got spots in Arizona, I believe Miami, Taiwan is another spot. And so I did see a pretty scary picture yesterday. I saw Shohei Ohtani, what appeared to be trying to get some tips on the cutter from Yu Darvish yesterday. I know that probably had a bunch of hitters' heads explode when they saw that.
Yeah, I mean, that's all everybody needs for him to have the cutter, too. Pretty darn good last year with what he's got with the splitter and the fastball. But, best player in the world, that's obviously the most interesting free agent because he is a free agent after the year. And the best player in the world and the most unique player. Soto, as you mentioned, 2 years to go. So those are two biggest guys to keep an eye on. But the World Baseball Classic should be great. They really – did a great job recruiting, and I get why the pitchers aren't all there for the Team USA, but we still have a great, great offensive team, and let's give credit to the pitchers who did go, and hopefully they'll perform.
Yeah, Nick Martinez, one of those guys getting an opportunity, plays for the Padres, pitched well in his two outings before he left, so we'll kind of get a chance to see how that goes starting next week on the 11th.